Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Tiny Vampires, a podcast about disease, science, and blood-sucking insects. A member of the Agora Podcast Network. This is episode 12, Why Do Mosquitoes Need Blood? I'm Raven Forrest-Ruscalto, your host. Happy Halloween, trick or treat. I already made my trick episode for the Agora Halloween special called Agoraphobia, so this is going to be the treat episode. And it's my first episode for kids. So parents and teachers, gather your little ones around for some fun Halloween science. The question for today's episode was put into the question box at the March of Science here in South Bend, Indiana. Thomas asked, "Why do the babies need blood?" He asked this because only adult female mosquitoes bite people for their blood. They do this to feed their babies. But not all insects need blood for their young. In fact, very, very few do. So, why do mosquitoes? There are many different kinds of mosquitoes, and they don't only bite people. There are some that bite frogs, some that bite birds, and some that bite mice. All of these animals have similar blood, in that it's made up of the same stuff. Blood is mostly made up of plasma, which is a mixture of water, salt, and proteins. You probably hear the word protein a lot, especially when it comes to food. Proteins are like Lego sets. Every Lego set is made up of blocks. When you put them together in the right way, you get a car, or a castle, or a pirate ship. But if you put them together in a different way, then you get something totally different. The blocks that make up proteins are called amino acids. Whenever an animal eats a protein, their stomach takes apart those amino acid blocks, then uses them to build new proteins so that the animal can grow. The proteins that make up the skin on the tip of your finger could have come from the carrots that you ate a few weeks ago. All living things are made up of the same amino acid building blocks. They just put them together in different ways. These different ways are what makes us, us. So what else is in blood? Red and white blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen that you breathe to all of the cells in your body. They have iron in them, which makes them red. White blood cells attack the things that make you sick. There's also cholesterol in your blood, which is a kind of fat. When you lose a tooth, the blood tastes a little bit salty and a little bit like metal. That's because of the plasma and the iron in your blood. Mosquitoes start life in an egg. Inside each egg is the baby mosquito, some liquid for a cushion, and a yolk, just like chicken eggs have yolks. The baby has to stay inside the egg and can't leave to eat. So, the yolk is like a packed lunch made by the mother mosquito, which holds amino acid building blocks the baby needs to survive and hatch out of the egg strong. Besides the proteins, the yolk also has fats, iron, and salts. The fats keep the young mosquitoes healthy and strong. The iron increases its chances of surviving into adulthood. mother can find all of these things in blood. Before a mosquito gets pregnant, she feeds on plants, sipping nectar, which is basically just sugar water. Once she gets pregnant, she has to make the yolk for her eggs. That's when she goes looking for blood. Let's back up a minute and ask another important question. Do all mosquitoes need blood to make their eggs? You might be surprised that the answer is no. My favorite mosquito is the elephant mosquito. They are named after elephants because they're really big, they have curved mouth parts that look like a trunk, and they don't drink blood. When they are young, after they hatch out of their eggs, they live in the water just like all other mosquitoes. But unlike these other mosquitoes, they don't filter out tiny food particles from the water. They're so big that they eat other mosquitoes. They prowl around in the puddles, gobbling up all of the smaller insects they see. Then, store up those fats and amino acids from their food and use it to make the yolk for their babies once they become adults. There are other mosquitoes that can save up fats and proteins from when they are young and living in the water. These mosquitoes are called autogenous. Auto means self, and genus means creating, so they are self-creating mosquitoes. They don't need to feed from another animal to feed their babies. Mosquitoes that do need blood for their young are called anontogenous. An, at the beginning of a word, means without. So, these mosquitoes are without self-creation. The scientists that we're going to talk about today are Dr. Reason and Dr. Milby. They wanted to know if some mosquitoes can lay eggs without feeding on blood, then why do they do it? How about you pause the podcast and take a minute to think about some experiments that you would do to answer this question if you were a scientist? The report that Reason and Milby wrote up about their experiment is called Studies on Ontogeny in Culex tarsalis. Culex tarsalis is the name of the type of mosquito that they used in their experiment. The nice thing about this kind of mosquito is that some don't have to bite to make food for their young, and some do. So, everything about these mosquitoes is the same, with just this one difference. Reason and Milby kept cages full of each kind of mosquito. The first thing that they noticed was that the mosquitoes that need blood became adults a whole day earlier. A day is a pretty long time when your whole childhood only lasts for 1 week. Once all of the mosquitoes were adults, they let the ones that needed blood feed on chickens. Their favorite blood is from birds. And the ones that don't need to feed on blood only got sugar. After the mosquitoes laid their eggs, Reason and Milby counted all of the eggs. The chicken-fed mosquitoes were pregnant for 2 days longer, but they laid more eggs. After the first eggs were laid, the anontogenous mosquitoes, the ones that need blood, would lay eggs every time they got a blood meal. But the autogenous mosquitoes, the ones that don't need blood, stopped laying eggs. So why do you think that is? Remember why mosquitoes need blood in the first place? It is to make yolks for their babies to eat. The mosquitoes that had access to blood had access to proteins that they could break apart into amino acids, and access to fat that they need to make the yolks. And they were able to lay more eggs. The autogenous mosquitoes only had enough fat and proteins saved up from when they were young for just a few eggs. The sugar that they were drinking didn't have any protein. So after they laid a few eggs, they needed to start biting to stock up their supplies. So what do you think happened when Reason and Milby let both sets of mosquitoes feed on chickens? They laid the same number of eggs. The National Institute of Health and the University of California paid for all the materials that these scientists needed to do their experiments. to answer Thomas's question. Not all mosquitoes need blood. Some, like the elephant mosquitoes, don't want blood. They only want sugar from flowers. Some don't have to have blood, but they will take it if they can get it, so that they can have more, healthier babies. And others can't have babies without it. It all comes down to where the mother can find the fats and proteins that she needs to make the yolks for her babies. I hope that you enjoyed the Kids Trick or Treat special, which is also available to download in Spanish on Tiny Vampires Español. The Agora podcast of the month for October is the Agoraphobia series that you can find by subscribing to Agora's podcast. An update on the t-shirts. The t-shirts aren't up for sale on the website just yet. I'm working on finding a printer that will provide a reasonable price for you all. And I'll keep you up to date. I hope that you found and continue to find this podcast informative. The website's blog post for this episode has some fun, kid-friendly videos of how mosquitoes bite, and a link to today's paper. Of course, the show notes, music credits, and more. I now have a Twitter account, so please follow me at TinyVampiresPod and tweet your arthropod and disease topics or questions at me, or do it the old-fashioned way on Facebook or the contact section of the website. Thank you for listening. From me, Raven Forrest-Riscalzo, PhD student at the University of Notre Dame and funded by the National Science Foundation.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.